Here in the United States, contaminated water may be hurting many species of popular fish. A virus is showing up in more lakes across the northern part of the United States, and that is worrying both the anglers and the businesses that count on a multi-billion dollar sport fishing industry. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
The virus is viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS. It causes fish to hemorrhage, often leaving red blotches on the fish's skin. Despite many warnings over the last few years, humans may be inadvertently helping spread the disease by moving contaminated fish, bait, or boat water. The virus has killed some fish in most of the Great Lakes, a lake in upstate New York, and just recently it spread to a few inland lakes in Michigan and Wisconsin. The Wisconsin lake is the state's largest, Lake Winnebago, 30 miles long and a favorite destination for many dedicated anglers, like Ron Thompson.
I hunt, fish, and play the guitar, and I'm a Christian, and I think besides God, fishing's probably my biggest pastime.
And now Thompson is a devoted follower of emergency rules in Wisconsin aimed at stopping the spread of the virus. He says his bait comes from trusted sources. He drains water from his boat at the boat landing and doesn't transfer fish to other bodies of water. But clearly, not everyone is doing that. And some fishermen, like John Panic, question the protocol.
This stuff got into Great Lakes, now it's in here. I mean, if you're talking microscopic organisms, there's always going to be some water remaining in your boat. It's going to be impossible to keep these things sanitary.
But Wisconsin game wardens are trying to enforce the rules designed to stop the virus spread.
All right, looks good. Just remember, you got to always drain your live wells.
Warden supervisor Todd Schaller is examining boats and questioning anglers as they pull into a landing along a river that flows into Lake Winnebago. Schaller says he's especially concerned about those who come to the area from many miles away.
There's people that travel up from Illinois and go back to Illinois, come from all over the state, fish walleyes. It's a great walleye fishery, and then go back to their lakes. And, that's the people we need to get the message out to, is that transient boater and fisherman.
As the virus spreads, tourism officials are expressing their concern. Wisconsin bait shops report business is hurting in virus-infected areas. Several months ago, the USDA put limits on the movement of fish from the Great Lakes region. Agriculture Department fish pathologist Jill Rowland says no cure for VHS is on the horizon. She says in the long term, the best hope is that many fish will build an immunity.
You know, they've seen the virus, they develop some kind of immunity, and they produce offspring, that hopefully those offspring will become more and more resistant.
But if that doesn't happen, viral hemorrhagic septicemia may become a tipping point in the battle to keep invasive species out of inland waters. Some scientists believe the virus first got into the Great Lakes in the ballast water of ocean ships that travel along the St. Lawrence Seaway. A coalition of 90 environmental and sport fishing groups is calling for such ships to be barred from the Great Lakes until federal regulators make them sterilize their ballast water. Not surprisingly, shipping companies and port directors are fighting the proposal, even as anglers are left to wonder where the virus will show up next. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.